What's happening, you beautiful human beings? Welcome back to the Block Party. I'm Adam Catterall. Pleasure to be in your company. If this is the first time that you have been here, you missed last week, what you're playing at. But if it is the first time, what is the Block Party is probably a question that you've got floating around your brain right now. This is your weekly get-together every single Tuesday night, 7 p.m. in the UK and around the world. We're getting together to talk about sports, we're talking about NFTs, and we are talking about crypto. Now, don't worry if you don't know anything about NFTs or crypto throughout the course of these conversations. We will drop in little bits of information so therefore we can all learn together, because let's be straight, I don't know too much about it either. I know little tiny little bits, and the bits that I do know, I actually really, really like. So I'll keep dropping them into conversations as and when we are speaking to some of your favorite athletes, because that's what we do on a Tuesday night. We jet off around the world and speak to some of the best athletes in the world, and tonight is no different. We have got it action-packed. The number sixth ranked featherweight in the UFC is going to be on the show, and he's going to be giving away an exclusive competition prize where you can go training with him. I'm of course referring to Arnold Allen. He's going to be on the show. Multiple time UFC light heavyweight world title challenger Alexander Gustafsson is going to be on the show as well, and we've got a pair of signed gloves from Big Gus to give away after we've had a little bit of a conversation with him. And then we're going to South America, we're going to Brazil. That is right, because at the weekend, in my opinion, the best light heavyweight on the planet, bar none, did the business against Justin Gaethje, and he's kind of given up a bit of time to come and join us on the show tonight. The one, the only, Du Bronx himself, Charles Oliveira, is going to be with us. And then just to sprinkle a little bit of magic on the cake and kind of just prove to you that this is not just an MMA show or a fight sports show. It is a multi-sport show. So therefore, when we get the opportunity to speak to some icons of other sports, we are going to do it right here at the Block Party. Because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a World Cup winner. We've got a multiple-time Champions League winner. We've got a multiple-time La Liga winner. And for many of us, the best left fullback that football has ever seen. That's right. This guy can bend a ball like a banana. The one, the only legend that is Roberto Carlos. He's going to be joining us on the show as well. So there you go. The guest list is absolutely stacked to help me along with those conversations. It's my partner in crime. He's as giddy as I am to speak to Roberto Carlos. We get to speak to fighters every single day of the week, man. To speak to a legend that is Roberto Carlos. We're both excited about it. It is, of course, the one and only Mr. Nick Pete. Mate, the show is stacked tonight.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a Samba Boys special, isn't it? The Kings of Brazil we've got on. I can't wait to get stuck into them. And Alexander Gustafsson's been one of my favourite fighters forever. But let's be honest, we're giddy. We're super excited because the way you were building up there, you said the best left back in the world. And I'm thinking, Andy Robbo's on. Andy Robbo is on the show. But you were talking about icons. You're talking about legends. You're talking about the one and only 2002 World Cup winner himself, man. Can't wait.
That's it. And I've no doubt you'll have a little bit of a chat with him, being a big Red yourself, big Liverpool fan. Obviously, he's Real Madrid through and through. Big Champions League final on the way between Liverpool and Real Madrid. So expect a little bit of that coming up later on, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who your football teams are. I don't know who you support, but Nick is 100% full on Red. So he'll be giving it to Roberto Carlos. It could end up in carnage later on, let me tell you. Just a little bit of a heads up regarding prizes that we're giving away, because part of this, on a Tuesday night, me and Nick come here and we get to speak to some elite athletes. And we want to incorporate you in that as well. We want to bring you into the community. There's many different ways that you can obviously communicate with the people that we're going to be speaking to, mainly through social media. So please follow the Block Asset account on Twitter, on Instagram. Obviously, subscribe to this YouTube channel so you'll never miss out on any of these streams and any of the further content that Block Asset are knocking out on a bit day-by-day basis. And also make sure you're a member of their Discord. All the links for everything that I've just said are in the description to this stream. So click on them, make sure you're a member of it, make sure you're a part of it, because as well as obviously being incorporated into the conversations that we're going to have with some of these athletes tonight and going forward over the next couple of weeks, we're also going to give you an opportunity to win stuff, because we want to reward you for giving up your time on a Tuesday evening to come and listen to me and him talk absolute nonsense about sports, NFTs and crypto and have a bit of a laugh with everybody. So tonight, check this out. I mentioned that we've got Arnold Allen on, who is the number six ranked featherweight in the UFC right now. We're going to give somebody an opportunity. We've actually seen this firsthand, Nick. We've been down to watch Arnold Allen train. The guy is a beast. He's an absolute beast. So Arnold's going to join us in around about an hour from now, and he's going to give somebody the opportunity to train with him. Good luck keeping up with him. He's an absolute animal. And then on top of that, you know that he's got a little bit of a penchant for a meal deal, yeah? He likes them service station sandwiches, crisps, and various other bits and bats. So therefore, you're going to have a taster session with him. That's right. We're going to make some block asset content. You're going to be the star of the show. We are Arnold Allen. And somebody tonight is going to win that offer. So you get to train with him. And then you obviously get to have a little bit of a sit down and a meal deal. Sorry, we couldn't splash out on a steak dinner or a gourmet thing. It's not Arnold's thing. He's into his meal deal. So we'll get that sorted for you. As I mentioned, we've got some signed Alexander Gustafsson gloves to give away. We'll do that on the back end of speaking to Gus. We are also going to be randomly dropping some block on the show. So if you do have a Phantom wallet, I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. If you've got one, I'm just going to start picking random people out that are in the chat. So if you're in the chat tonight, I'm just going to start pinging out block for fun. I've got 10,000 block to knock out, right? Which is about 2.5 grand's worth of stuff in dollars. So I'm just going to ping it out for fun this evening and we'll stick it directly in your wallet. So by the end of the show, you'll have it. So hopefully you're spending it on Block Assets account by the end of the show, all right? And as well as that, we've got a brand spanking new NFT to give away, courtesy of the Smesh Brothers. You've seen the Smesh Brothers NFTs. Look at that little bad boy, eh? You've got a little bit of Hamzat Chimaev. So that is going tonight. I'm going to tell you how you can get your hands on that this evening, all right? And whilst we're on that, because if you watched last week's show, you will know full well that there was a little bit of tomfoolery going on behind the scenes. The Block Asset lads were weighing Nick Pete in here. That's what they were doing. They were sorting him out with NFTs and block and all sorts of stuff. So obviously, keep it coming. Listen, after the show last week, I had a little bit of a kickoff, didn't I?
Did you spit your dummy out, did you?
Yeah.
He spat his dummy out. I knew you would.
I've spat the dummy out and I basically said, lads, you didn't weigh me in. He said, well, you don't have the Phantom account. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, right? And here it is, just to prove to everybody. You can see that at the bottom there. There's a little Phantom app. I'll just point at it, that one there, right? So if you are downloading a Phantom wallet this evening, that's what you're looking for. Click on that. Check this out. Check what the boys have sorted me out. I'll just let you in there. So I'll be trading a little bit of block later on. And I'll also, you'll be joining me in the Smesh Brothers. That's it, brother. There you go. I got a little
Smesh. Yeah, I got a Legends NFT myself, but you know.
Fair play.
I'll tell you what, now, I like that shout by Anthony there. Can I get a Nick Pete NFT? Anthony, coming soon, my friend. Hey, block asset. Give the people what they want. A Nick Pete NFT. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, it's, before we refer back to last week's show, because we've got to obviously go through the Henry Cejudo win from last week. Just a quick one on that, right? Because I've just showed you there that I've got a little bit of block on my phone. Nick's got a bit of block on his phone as well. And if we are going to make a Nick Pete NFT, then who knows? Nick Pete might get tokenized and therefore you might want to invest. You might want to invest in the Nick Pete token. You can only do that if, of course, you have got block. You can only buy it with block, right? And you can obviously only get that from us guys here at Block Asset. So if you go to the Block Asset website, you can obviously find out how you can purchase block. You've got to have obviously a Phantom wallet as well to make sure you've got one of those. And listen, I'm going to be dead straight because let's be honest. You know what this is like. If you're into your NFTs and you're into crypto, you kind of know how this market works. So therefore, the more demand for something, the higher the price of something. It's like anything in the world. In the stock exchange, the bigger the price of something or the more demand for something, the higher the price of something. Right now is a perfect time to be getting involved and investing in block, because when athlete tokenization comes along, you know the price is going to rocket a little bit. You can wait if you want. It's your choice. Just give me a little bit of advice. That's why I've got in now, all right? Because I'm going to invest in a little bit of a Nick Pete token when it does come out, okay? And a quick one as well regarding NFTs. Block Asset has become one of the first NFT provider to allow you to stake your NFTs. Now, if you're in the game, you know exactly what that means. But basically what it is, it's like putting your NFT in a vault and therefore gaining interest on it, all right? But with what Block Asset offer is that you can still keep that NFT within your wallet. So when you're showing off to your mates, right, and you're going, look at me, mate, I've got half at Legends on here, I've got half at Smesh Brothers and all that type of stuff, but you've staked it, 9 times out of 10, it's not actually in your wallet, so therefore you can't show off to your mates, all right? With Block Asset, you now can. So you can stake your NFTs. There you go. Look at me, man, learning about the crypto and the NFT world, you know? I've read the white paper, baby. I'm up on the game. Now, before we bring in our first guest, because I know you don't want to hear me and him rabbiting on and what have you, I think it's only fair that we have a little bit of a look back to last week's show, because one of our guests was Henry Cejudo. He was absolutely brilliant, and he was giving away a pair of signed Henry Cejudo gloves. We asked him to weigh in, because he's chatting the chat that he's going to try and become a triple-time UFC world champion to add to his Olympic gold medal to become C4. That's what he's aiming to do. And to do that, he'll have to hit 145 pounds. So we were just checking in as to where he was at. Was he at anywhere near 145 pounds? Well, we can tell you that he's not. We asked you to guess Henry Cejudo's weight last week. He went after the show to weigh in and he sent us a video. Check this out. Here we go. Here's Henry weighing in. Let's see what he says.
All right, guys. So you guys remember when I told you guys from my block party, whoever guesses my weight is going to get a signed autographed gloves by yours truly, King Triple C. So here we go. And I don't like doing this either, dude. All you guys in the freaking judgment. Here we go.
Come on, Henry. What are you weighing in at, son?
He's big.
Oof. And everybody says I'll be small for featherweight.
There you go.
All absolutely make me sick. Anyways, Triple C's out.
Well, thank you very much for doing that, Henry, and obviously showing off that you were 167.8 pounds. We had a little bit of a look through the comments because I asked you to guess the weight, and the person that was the closest to it, and the first person that obviously threw that through, was Stephen Spiteri. Stephen Spiteri, congratulations, mate. 168 pounds was your guess. We rounded it up for you. We've got you sorted. The lads will get everything. They'll get in contact with you and they'll get the Henry Cejudo signed gloves off to you from last week. So thank you very much for your patience on that one. Also, you may remember, we asked quite a lot of people to demonstrate their Muhammad Ali shuffles last week because we had a Legends NFT to give away. There's the Legends NFT.
It was
up for grabs.
Much sought after.
Absolutely. We asked a lot of people to film themselves doing the Ali shuffle and send them in via our Twitter account. Here's a little bit of a montage of some of those people. Check this out. I mean, check out some of the footwork that we're about to witness now, boys and girls. Check this. Even with the block acid hats
on. Look at the cap. Look at that. He's got the cap on.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Nice. Southpaw. He's a Southpaw. Oh, lovely. Lovely stuff. Nice. That's what we like to see. That's it. I also like this one. Yeah, but he's got the bottle of whiskey at the front, mate. I think he's trying to tout out for a little bit of Conor McGregor stuff there. I don't know if you can see that. Oh, little cheeky uppercut. Look at this.
Oh, that's the one. Look at the feet.
This is
on
the
here.
One, because they've gone with the music. They've gone with the music, and they've knocked out Donald Trump. There you go. There you go.
Amazing.
So exactly that. So what we've done there, we went through all the videos that got sent to us. So thank you very much for that. We have picked out, I don't know your real name because it just says life is war. So there you go. The Muhammad Ali NFT goes to @lifeiswar. Congratulations. The guys will get in contact with you and they will box you off with that Legends NFT. That's better than my Hamza, that's better than his Legends. It doesn't get better than the GOAT, man.
As I said last week on the show, you know, you've got one of those legend Muhammad Ali's, then you've got the same as what Dana White's got. Dana White's got one at part of that series as well, as first ever NFT. So you're in an elite club. And just to be clear, it was the last video, wasn't it? It was the girl doing the shuffle, knocking out Donald Trump. That was
of
the
course.
Winner.
That's
more
it.
Of those, please. Loved it.
That's I like the way that you just gone. It was the girl knocking out Donald Trump. That's why you've won. Well done. There you go. There you go, Nicky.
Next week, someone knock out Boris. Someone knock out Boris. You'll win an NFT.
Now, listen, we're trying to keep politics out of this show, all right? We'll keep that to one side. This is sports, NFT, and crypto, mate, all right? This is what we're chatting about on here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try something before we bring in our first guest. Because I told you that we've got 10,000 block to give away. If you have a Phantom wallet, of which I've just demonstrated that, if you've got a Phantom, and it's got to be a Phantom wallet, no, I apologize for other wallets. I know that you might be collecting crypto elsewhere. If you've got a Phantom wallet right now, just put in the comment section your wallet address, because I'm just going to pick one randomly in the next 30 seconds and I'm going to drop 1,000 block in it.
Boom. So there you go.
Have we got one?
TJ from Reno. He's in.
Let's see if we can get him on the screen. Right. There you go.
There he is.
Lads. Right, this is what we're going to test something now to see if our lads are absolutely bang on. So TJ from Reno, lads who were watching in the back, the Block Asset boys, just ping him 1,000 block now, right? Put it in his account. TJ, I'm asking you a favour. When the lads have dropped it into your wallet, just do us a screenshot and then tweet us back at Block Asset, because we want to play it back into the show to prove to people that we're doing it. All right, mate? And I'm going to keep I'm going to keep randomly doing that throughout the show. All right? I'm going to keep randomly doing that. Can I get rid of... there's that many blooming wallets coming in now. I don't know how to get rid of... There we go. There you go. Well done. Thank you very much, TJ from Reno. Hopefully there's a 1,000 block coming your way in the not too distant future. Now then, are you ready, mate?
Oh, are you ready? I'm excited for this.
Now listen.
I've been killing the Casey around the garden for the last 25 minutes.
Have you? Everybody back in the day used to practice this man's free kicks. Everybody. You've all tried a Le Tournoi, haven't you? You failed miserably, but you've all tried one. I think it's only fair that before we bring him in, we have a little bit of a montage of some great stuff, yeah?
Here we go.
Wow. Are you ready? Let's do it. Please welcome to the show the one, the only World Cup winner, multiple-time Champions League winner, multiple-time La Liga winner, the best left-back to ever do it. Put your hands together. I know that you're going to clap for him. The one and only Mr. Roberto Carlos. Roberto, I can see him at the bottom. Are we bringing him in, Mike? Let's bring Roberto Carlos in. Let's get him on the screen. There we go. Hopefully, Roberto, if you just turn your camera on and you turn your microphone on, we'll be able to see you.
Roberto, vou pedir para você abrir o microfone, abrir a sua câmera, por favor.
There we go. That's it. Maybe it's my dulcet tones, my dulcet northern tones there, trying to be able to get Roberto Carlos. I can see him in the back there.
Camera's open.
There we go. He's in the bottom there. Let's see if we can get... There he is. Vamos! He's here! Let's go, baby! Roberto, we'll just get a little bit of feedback on the sound. Now, listen, we're going to talk about World Cups. We're going to talk about Champions Leagues. We're going to talk about Internazionale. We're going to talk about Real Madrid, Brazil, everything, my friend. I want to start in Shrewsbury, if that's okay, because that's because I know that recently... You, as part of a charity thing, you were the prize for a pub football team in Shrewsbury to win you to come and play for their pub team. How was that experience playing in an English Sunday league?
I'm sorry, my English. Pero eu acho que para mim foi uma grandíssima experiência. Fazia muito tempo que eu não jogava amateur futebol. Mas de verdade, foi incrível conhecer novos jogadores, a atmosfera. Para mim foi uma das grandíssimas experiências da minha vida.
Well, I have to say that it really was one of the prime experiences I had. Playing with that pub team, it was really the apex, one of the apex of my career, honestly.
See, this is a man that's won the World Cup, he's won the Champions League, but playing for the Bull and Barn in the Shrewsbury District League, Nick, it does not get better than that. That's the peak. I believe, Roberto, that you, sadly, the team did not win on the day, but you scored a penalty. Is this right? Yeah, mm-hmm. You took a penalty in the game.
Yeah, I'm injured. Eu estava machucado. Não pude jogar os 90, 93 minutos de jogo, mas o treinador, fiz amizade com o treinador, ele me colocou para fazer o gol de pênalti. Tinha muitas câmeras e eu tinha que passar uma boa imagem. Então, mas foi uma experiência grande e agradeço muito a eBay, que fez esse sorteio e também agradecer pela grandíssima experiência que eu tive ali.
Well, I unfortunately was a bit injured. I couldn't make it till the end of the 93 minutes of the game, but I had my connection. So I had connected with the head coach, and he allowed me to run on the penalty kick. And that was amazing. Of course, I needed to put a show.
Good, man. Love it.
Specialist just, brought on just for the penalty. I have to ask, Roberto, did you help take the nets down after the game? And correct. Did you go back to the pub for a couple of beers? Tradition.
Eu fui para o jogo para jogar pouco, mas o mais importante era after the game. The more important is after the game. No?
That's definitely a yes. That's definitely a yes. He went for a pint after the game. There you go. For people that don't know too much about that story, there was a Dream Team raffle. It was for, if I'm not mistaken, the charity Football Beyond Borders, of which Roberto was the prize that someone could win, and a team in Shrewsbury, the Bull and Bar in the Barn, won him to be a part of their team throughout the course of the day, which was absolutely fantastic.
I signed the contract for 5 years.
Wow.
He's going back.
I'm back for next year.
Love it, man. In your professional time, Roberto, was there ever an opportunity for you to come and play in England, play in the Premier League?
In 2007, eu recebi uma proposta do Chelsea. O meu contrato estava terminando com o Real Madrid e não tive a oportunidade de sign the new contract. E acabei conversando na época com o Abramovich, mas teve problemas no contrato e acabei não assinando, por isso que eu fui jogar no Fenerbahçe. Mas na Inglaterra, Chelsea, Everton, Birmingham, maybe Aston Villa.
Ah.
Foram quatro clubes que estavam interessados que eu fosse, mas Aston Villa foi no começo da minha carreira. Everton, depois de um jogo Brasil-Japão, no estádio do Everton, que eu fiz um gol. Mas o importante mesmo foi com o Chelsea em 2007.
So what happened is that in 2007, I was contacted by Chelsea. I was just about to finish my contract with Real Madrid. We had some options on the table. It unfortunately did not go through. Actually, Chelsea was just one of the teams. I had an opportunity with Aston, with Everton. And what happened is that I ended up going to Fenerbahce. But I did have talked with Abramovich back then.
Wow.
I know a few Evertonians will be in floods of tears right now because it never happened.
They would have loved you. They would have loved you joining that. Yeah, exactly. Of all the great players that you have played with, and you have been in some phenomenal teams, Roberto, who is the best player that you have played with, do you think?
The best? It's difficult, huh?
Very. For you.
I play for 17 years, and I play 22 years with the best player in the world. Romário, Bebeto, Dunga, Mauro Silva, Romário, Ronaldo, Zidane,
wow.
Beckham, Raul, Rivaldo, Raffarelli.
Yeah,
eu joguei com os melhores jogadores do mundo. Eu sou um privilegiado de poder ter jogado com os melhores top players in the world. Mas é claro que o Ronaldo Fenômeno é meu irmão e eu acho que ele e o Zidane foram os dois jogadores assim mais espetacular vendo jogar. E um cara que eu tenho muita admiração, muito respeito, muito amor, é o David Beckham. David Beckham, para mim, é o exemplo físico de um jogador de futebol, de grupo, de time. Esses três, Ronaldo, Zizou e David Beckham.
Wow, that's big.
Well, you've heard the list, the long list, but I've indeed played with the best. But I have to say that there are three that are up there, and one of them is Ronaldo. Zidane, no question about it. But I have to say that David Beckham was really up there because just a class person, esprit de corps, the man was amazing.
Wow. On, yeah, unbelievable. It's an unbelievable list, Roberto. I mean, you've played with some phenomenal players, and obviously you mentioned Ronaldo there and a few others. What was it like? Because you were at Real Madrid before the what would be known as the Galacticos came in. Mm-hmm. So you were there first, and then they bring in Figo, they bring in Zizou, they bring in David Beckham and Ronaldo. Yeah, exactly. What was that like? What was that like at the time being there, and then they keep bringing in all these phenomenal players?
Real Madrid is the best team in the world. Real Madrid é o melhor time do mundo. É, e o Florentino Pérez, presidente, sempre contrata os melhores jogadores do mundo. É uma pena que os Galácticos não ganharam a Champions League, no win the Champions League, mas o Real Madrid, na pré-temporada, viajávamos para a Austrália, China, United States. Parecia uma banda de rock chegando no hotel, aeroporto full, hotel full, the people crazy for the team. Foi uma grandíssima experiência jogar nos Galácticos. Eu fui o primeiro que permaneci no time, logo chegaram os craques mesmo no time. Foi uma grandíssima experiência na minha vida.
No question about it, Real Madrid is the best team in the world. Florentino Perez made his best to certify that he would hire the very best players. Playing at the Galacticos was amazing, despite not having conquered a Champions League. Well, we traveled a lot. We were in Australia, China, United States, and every time we arrived at a hotel, it was just like a rock band. It was crazy. And I was just one of the first to enter the Galacticos, and then we had all the list of the phenomenal players coming after me.
Exactly.
Roberto, the Brazil team that you were part of as well, obviously you guys won the World Cup 2002, one of the greatest Brazil teams, which is a huge statement because there's been so many. But actually one of the most iconic moments in all of football actually happened off the pitch with that infamous advert. I think we've got the advert, one of the most iconic moments in football.
Yes.
What are your memories of this? Let's play it again. Let's play the advert and get Roberto's memories.
As memórias foram de. Esse para mim foi um. 409
para Paris está atrasado. Yes! There he is! Nielsen, that's a player. Ready? There you go, Roberto. It's your turn.
Yes. Boom. There it is. One take. One take. Easy.
Ah, missed.
Absolutely incredible.
It's incredible. Gravar no aeroporto, as pessoas não entendiam muito bem como seria a gravação. E gravamos em 5 hours, em 5 horas conseguimos gravar. Foi fantástico. Para mim, um dos melhores spots publicitários que o mundo do esporte já fez.
It was incredible. And shooting at the airport, we had no idea what would come out of it. And even people who were there. But we ended up shooting the whole thing in 5 hours, and it's definitely one of the best spots in the business.
Wow, man. Wow. Unbelievable. Before, listen, Nick wants to talk to you about the Champions League final because he's a Liverpool fan, so he's going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to ask you whether you meant to do this, all right? We've got one of your most iconic goals. I'm going to show it you now, and I want you to tell me whether you actually meant to do this. Let's roll this. This is a beauty. We got it. There we go. Here we go.
Forward again by Real Madrid. Roberto Carlos to cross the ball in. Oh!
Ah! That is naughty.
Roberto Carlos. Filthy. They don't know. It's an astonishing.
Roberto.
Wow. From this incredible Brazilian.
Was that a cross or a shot? Come on.
No, a shot.
Correct.
It was a shot.
Correct.
It's a beautiful goal, man. It's a beautiful goal. Go on, Nick. Champions League. Go on.
O gol contra a França, ok, número um. Mas esse gol foi um gol muito difícil, porque a bola estava em movimento, passei pela frente da bola e chutei com a parte externa. Para mim, esse daí foi o gol mais difícil.
Well, the goal I scored against France was definitely number one. But this one was very tough. The ball was moving. I had to run super fast. I kicked with the outer part of my left foot, and I scored.
O goleiro quis adivinhar.
Yeah, the goalkeeper tried to guess what was going coming out of that.
No chance. No chance. He was a good one. go on, Nick. All yours on Champions League, man.
Yeah, obviously, congratulations. I know you're still part of the Real Madrid setup. Congratulations on winning La Liga with such a young team. But it's all going to come crashing to an end, I'm afraid, Roberto, because my boys, my Liverpool team are on the way to Paris and we're getting revenge. We're coming for revenge. Mo Salah said we're coming for revenge. So I hope your team is ready.
Good luck in the final, my friend.
Very diplomatic.
Real Madrid tem 13 champions. Podemos ter 14.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very difficult game. It's very difficult game. The top games in the world. Congratulations for the Jurgen Klopp and the players for the final. For me, Real Madrid fiz uma grande temporada na Liga, se preparou bem para a Champions. Agora vem o mais importante, jogar contra um dos melhores clubes, um dos melhores times da atualidade, que é o Liverpool.
Well, we do have 13 championships. It could be 14. But hats off to Jürgen Klopp for everything he has done. Congratulations, kudos to him. But one needs to realize that Madrid is good, and we're going to be facing one of the darkest challenges, which is Liverpool. So I hear where you come from.
It's going to be a fun game.
Before we let you go, can I ask you what you think about Brazil's chances? The first ever Winter World Cup is coming up later this year. How's the Brazil team shaping up? We've got obviously a couple of players from Liverpool, Firmino, Alisson in goal, all in the squad. Have Brazil got a good chance?
O Brasil tem uma grandíssima seleção, com grandíssimos jogadores. A última vez que fomos campeões foi no meu tempo. A última foto é da seleção de 2002. Eu espero que a seleção brasileira volte a ganhar o quanto antes, porque o povo brasileiro precisa e merece. O futebol é uma referência para o nosso país.
Well, the team is doing quite well. And this last time we had a championship, it was during my time. The last photo we were champions was taken in 2002. And I have to say that Brazilians, the people, we do need that championship. So it would come in a timely manner.
What do you think of England's chances, Roberto?
I speak to Woodgate in the stadium de Manchester City. Ele está confiante, o Woodgate está muito confiante de fazer uma ótima Copa do Mundo com os jogadores que tem. Eu já era fã dele e quando conversei com o Woodgate face to face, vi uma confiança muito grande. Eu também sou fã do futebol inglês, amo a Premier League, Tenho muita admiração pelos jogadores ingleses e desejo muita sorte para essa seleção que todos os anos tem bons jogadores, mas não consegue chegar na final. Quem sabe uma final, se possível, claro, não sei se é possível, Brasil-Inglaterra, Brasil-Espanha, porque é live in Spain, eu não, mas eu espero que a Inglaterra faça uma ótima Copa do Mundo.
Well, I did speak to Mr. Woodgate at the Manchester City environment, and it was a great talk, super fellow. He has high hopes, and I believe that you have everything to become champion. And I really loved the English football, the way you play it. It's just phenomenal. I have the most profound admiration for the way you play it, and I think you have chances, of course. It would be great to have a final between either Brazil or England, and maybe why not Spain, because this is where I live.
Fantastic. Listen, it's been a pleasure. Roberto, speaking to you has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. We will see you in Paris.
For next interview, I speak more English, okay?
No, listen, your English. Your English is better than my Portuguese, my friend. Absolutely. Absolutely superb. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, Roberto. All the best with Real Madrid much. And looking forward to the Champions League final. Take care.
Thank you very much. Good luck, my friend. Ah, Liverpool. A ver.
Revenge. We're coming.
I speak to you after the game.
See you later, my friend. Take care. There you go. Mate, we've clocked it. We can retire. We've done
it. Just watching that Nike advert, something that I remains one of the greatest moments in football with Roberto Carlos. That is like a dream come true stuff from a football fan perspective, mate. Come on. We've cracked it, man. We've absolutely cracked it. He was a diamond.
Absolutely. There you go. Roberto Carlos on the block party. That's how we roll. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Here we go. I think that's a wallet. There you go. TJ. Oh, hang on. That's TJ from Reno from last time, isn't it?
Yeah. No, we need them again. So the lads have said, TJ from Reno, that his wallet did not work. So I don't know whether that's TJ's new wallet that does work.
Okay.
If it isn't TJ, we need TJ from Reno to put a valid wallet address up because it wasn't a valid address. So reach out to us again.
All right.
TJ.
There you go. Well, he sent us a couple as TJ. I'm looking for some more wallet numbers. Here we go. We've got one here. Let's try this. Clark. There you go, Clarky, mate. I'm going to dump 1,000 block in there for you, son. All right, so the guys at Block Acid. Ethan, I can see that you're beavering away on your computer there as I'm looking into our production hall. Stick 1,000 block in Clarky's Phantom wallet, just in case you're wondering what the heck we're doing. Obviously, every Tuesday night, me and Nick get together for a bit of a block party. We invite some of the best athletes in the world to come and have a chat with us, which is really random that we've just been talking to Roberto Carlos. Unbelievable. We've got plenty of top quality fighters to come and join us as well in the next hour or so, so make sure you're around for it. But we also speak a little bit about NFTs, a little bit about crypto, because it's all powered by the brilliant boys at Block Asset. So if you're into it and you have a Phantom wallet, if you don't know what that is, you can download it via any app store or anything like that. Get yourself a Phantom wallet, get yourself signed up. And if you post your wallet address into our comments, we'll stick 1,000 block in there. Well, at random, I'll pick. We can't just keep doing it for everybody. But otherwise, we'll be out of block.
I'll put mine in.
Yeah, you slide yours in, mate. You slide yours in. Right. The guests are going to keep on coming thick and fast. I think we've got, in fact, I can see that our next guest is near enough ready to rock and roll. So before we do, just a quick reminder, we are going to be speaking to Arnold Allen in around about 20 minutes time. Arnold's going to give you the opportunity to win an opportunity to train with him and to be a part of a piece of content that the lovely fellas at Block Asset are going to be making. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to give you an opportunity to win a Smash Brothers NFT. We're randomly dropping block in for fun throughout the course of the show. And there's plenty of other things as well to come up, including a prize from our next guest. There's going to be some signed gloves coming your way from Alexander Gustafsson very, very shortly. Just a quick one, because I know that you've just been talking about Champions League final, mate. This weekend, you've got FA Cup final. Do you still hold it in as high regard, the FA Cup final, taking on Chelsea this weekend?
I don't think football does it. You know, I think these days, unfortunately, the most important thing is to qualify for the Champions League every year, and that seems to take precedence over everything else. But, you know, it's one of them tournaments when you get knocked out, you're kind of like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. But then when you're in the final, you're like, I'm going to Wembley. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to it. And if you're a football fan, whether you're Liverpool this year going for the quadruple still, or whether you're, you know, your one goal is to win a cup, that's what your club should survive for. That's what you'll be about. It should be about finishing fourth. It should be about lifting silverware. It doesn't matter what that silverware is. If you're a football fan, you want your team to lift silverware. So I never made it to Wembley for the League Cup final. I am going to Wembley on Saturday for the FA Cup final. I can't wait. But I won't be going to Champions League final. You know why? Because Mike, the director, producer of this show, is getting married the morning after the Champions League final in Paris.
Inconsiderate.
Can you believe that?
That's inconsiderate, mate. You know what I mean? He should have coincided his wedding. I know it's been rearranged three times.
I'm going to miss the parade. The quadruple parade.
Listen, his wedding's been rearranged three times because of the COVID pandemic and what have you. So I'm sure he would have taken into consideration your Champions League schedule pre that. But I think his missus were onto him, mate, so he needed to get wed. Go on, let's go again. Simon, there you go, son. Stick 1,000 block in Simon's wallet. There's a wallet there on the screen, boys. Simon Maximilian. Simon Maximilian. There you go.
Oh, he's got a Jonah Lomu NFT, just like me. Nice one, Simon.
There you go.
Cool kids have Jonah NFT.
There you go. You've got 1,000 block now, son. An extra. You've probably got a ton of block in there anyway, but there's another 1,000 block for you. There you go. Keep your ticking over. All right, lad. The reason why we're doing this today is just to get you in the habit of getting some block in your wallet, because when athletes tokenize in a couple of months' time, that is the only way that you can invest in your favorite athletes that are all obviously all connected to the guys here at Block Assets. I can see that our next guest is ready for us now. Are you ready, mate?
I can't wait.
Ah, there you go. Look at that face. This is the face that we wanted on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the mauler himself, Alexander Gustafsson. Alexander, welcome to the show, sir. How are you? You well?
I'm good, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. We've got plenty to talk about. Obviously, I've seen the date of July 23rd where you are coming to London, mate. We're all excited to seeing you do your thing. But there's loads of other bits and bats that we'll talk about before we get to there, because some fans may remember a time when you said that you weren't doing this anymore, that you were going to retire. Okay, it didn't last too long. I know that you fought since in the heavyweight division. But what was the thing that brought you back, mate? Was the night that you decided to retire in the octagon just filled full of emotion because it was in Sweden and then when the dust had settled, it had changed? Or was something else happening in order to bring you back to this sport that you love?
It was a lot, because it was a lot of, you know, I was in Stockholm, Sweden, home turf, and I fought in Stockholm, and I lost, and it was a lot of emotions, most of it. It was a lot of emotions and thoughts. I came home, and the time just passed by, and I felt that, and I wasn't ready. It was just me talking, you know, from my emotions basically after that loss, you know, in Stockholm, and so I just jumped on it right away and I fought Verdum.
Well on that, let's talk about this, because Verdum's obviously a heavyweight fight. I know that you had a fight booked with Ben Rothwell. Obviously Ben Rothwell's been released from the UFC since, and that was supposed to be this weekend coming, wasn't it? May 21st,
yeah,
or something?
It's correct.
And now obviously July 23rd, we're all excited about it, because this is
I'm super excited.
This is back at light heavy. So talk to me about this, man, because we thought that you were going to have a dance at heavy. now you're playing back in your old weight division. So come on, what's the thought?
Yeah, and I can't wait to get back. Actually, the thing is, I'm a pretty big light heavyweight, and I just felt I want to try something new after that loss I had in Stockholm. And Verdum is a legend. He's a pioneer of the sport, and it was an honor for me to fight that guy. So we had our fight, but then the Ben Rothwell came up, and it felt just like I had a good discussion with my team also, and now we know the fight is going to be the 23rd of July, and I got some time to you know, you know, get the weight right and properly, and be able to make light heavy. So, you know, it's not a big brainer. It's just, you know, I have to just jump on the horse and do it. And also the fight against Nikita Krylov is, we've been fighting it, you know, close to each other, like almost the whole time. So I know the guy, and it's going to be an awesome fight, and I'm very excited for it.
I've sat ringside and watched you fight twice in London before, Alexander, yeah. And both those fights finished in the second round. So there's no need for the judges in July, is there? Second round like finish. Judges. It's what you do in London, second round finishes. So
exactly. I hope it's going to be in London for sure, but there is only O2 Arena there, right? Or
Yeah.
So that's the place it's going to be, and I had a, like you said, two other fights there, and you know, it's like being a home turf. You know, I love fighting in London, in England, and fighting in that arena. So I get good feelings, and you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing my homework. We've been digging pretty deep in my training, and also in the way how we put up things in the schedule. And I feel really good. It was a long time. I was so excited for a fight.
Since John Jones left the division, the belt has been a little bit of a hot potato. Was that part of the consideration about coming back again? Because you feel like, you know, there's an opportunity here where you can really push on for the belt. You know, two fights against John, it was always going to be tough to get a third one, but now he's left the division, he's potentially moving to heavyweight. Do you feel like, you know, Krylov's a big win? You got a big win over Krylov. You're basically one fight away from a shot at the title. Was that part of the reasoning?
There's always an opportunity, but you know, I got three losses in my baggage, and I need to really need to get back to the drawing board and do things correctly and properly. You know, I'm not getting any younger either, so I'm just gonna take one fight at a time, and then I'm gonna take the Krylov fight. Now I'm not looking past Krylov at all. He's a tough fighter, and he's, you know, he got good hands, good kicks. He got decent grappling, good wrestling. He's a pretty all round fighter, so I'm taking him very seriously, and that's all I'm having in my focus right now. But you know, I beat him, and I beat another guy, and let's see what the road will take me. You know, there's always an opportunity, so let's see what happens.
Gus, how much inspiration have you actually taken from what Glover has achieved at light heavy, and obviously what Jan achieved? Because listen, man, you don't have to look too far down the resume to see that you've got two victories over those gentlemen. You've beaten Glover Teixeira, you've beaten Jan Błachowicz. So how much inspiration do you take from them, obviously, getting to the top of the tree in recent years, and for your own career going forward?
Yeah, a lot, actually. I love Glover. He's such a good guy, and you know, he's just passed the 40 barrier, and he's just a beast, man, and a lot of inspiration. And also Jan Błachowicz is also he's a good friend of mine, actually. You know, we've been training a lot together before, back in the days, and then we fought each other. He's also a great guy. So both of them are very inspirational to me, and I just, you know, I was just happy to see those guys, you know, taking it the whole way and having that strap around the waist. I was really, really happy to see that. And also, it's very inspirational for myself, you know.
Part of this game and the progress in this game is there's so much hard work involved that people don't see in the gym, the hard hours. If you don't love it, then you ain't ever going to succeed. I felt like there was a moment there, Alex, that you maybe fell out of love with MMA. Are you back in love with the sport again now? Are you back in love with training?
You know, it's... You know, I love to train. I love to do MMA. I love to do it every day. I love to be around that environment with all my training partners, my friends, my teammates. You know, I'm lying to you if I said that I love doing a training camp for a fight. It's always hard to go through a training camp. You know, it's actually harder than actually the fight. So, but you know, I'm feeling excited. I'm very excited. You know, it was just too long. I fought now, and we have a good team. I have really, really good training partners, sparring partners, and we're all on like up there and doing our thing, and I just enjoying my time. Actually, I really enjoying my time, and you know, we're going to start. I've been training the whole time. Actually, I've just been doing like my own stuff at the gym. I've been sparring the guys who has fights coming up and stuff. So, you know, I'm feeling I'm in decent shape. I'm going to start doing like we're going to start starting up the real camp now. We have a you know, a couple of months in front of us, so it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to step in there again. So
yeah, you guys have got a brand new super gym over in Spain as well, the new All Stars facility in Spain. That's amazing. Are you going to be doing your camp there?
I'm going to do part of the camp in Spain in Torrevieja at All Stars. There we have a massive gym there. We have a massive big building. We have, I think, it's two floors, and we have just everything there. So I was actually there, you know, a week ago. Did some training, and it's just, I just love the place, and also the city, the, you know, the Spain itself. You know, we have like, is the sun is always shining, and it feels good to be at the training. You know, so you should come down and check it out. It's massive. It's
awesome. Listen, mate, we're avoiding it because we know that Hamzat Chimaev and Darren Till might turn up, mate. How is training? How is training when them two are around? Is it? Can you concentrate? Did they keep it level?
yeah. No. They you know, great fighters. Great. It's always fun to see them train. I love training with both of them, actually. So not at the same time, but you know, so we have a good time.
Listen, Hamzat's been a bit of a phenomenon in the UFC. I remember speaking to Jimmy Manua maybe about 3-4 years ago, and he mentioned this guy in the gym who was going to be this superstar. And you kind of take a name, and then when it happens, you think, geez, Jimmy was talking about this guy. What was your first experiences of Hamzat, training with him, working with him, speaking to him? What was your first experiences, and what were your impressions of him?
Hungry, man. He was hungry. You could just see the fire in his eyes, and he just loved what he was doing. And, you know, he's a young guy and so much raw power. So I knew right away he was a force to reckon with, you know. And we all know that force right now. And it's just keep growing, and he just keep getting better. You know, he's not even in his peak yet. You know, he hasn't done this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. He's a beast.
Yeah,
I think it's coming for everyone.
Frightening, man. Listen, it would be remiss of me to not ask you how you think John Jones would get on at heavyweight. Obviously, you've been in there with him. You've probably pushed him more than anybody's pushed him in the UFC with that epic fight that you guys dished out at light heavyweight. How do you think he's going to get on at heavy?
Good, man. I can't wait to see him back in there again. I don't know what's going on, or if it's, you know, what's happening right now with him, but you know, he's just, you know, everyone wants to see him come back and do his thing in heavyweight. So I can't wait to see him to do what he does in heavyweight.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, we thank you very much for your time this evening, Alexander. I know obviously you're now fully focused on getting stuck into your training camp for July 23rd. British fight fans can't wait for the tickets to go on sale, because you're one of the names that a lot of people are talking about, getting to see you back in the octagon, as you said, in your home from home in London Zone 2. So best of luck with camp. Hope everything goes well. Stay fit and healthy, my friend, and we'll see you in London in July.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Cheers, Alex. See you soon.
There you go. The legend that is the Mauler, Alexander Gustafsson, joining us ahead of his date back in the octagon, July 23rd against Nikita Krylov in the light heavyweight division. Good to see Gus back down at light heavy. You know, I mean, obviously up at heavy, he was always going to be a force because he's a big dude, but at light heavy, it just feels like that's his place, mate.
I just feel like, as I was instigating there, you know, I feel like it's wide open a little bit. I feel like nobody is ready to run with this belt and stay undefeated forever. I don't think Glover will have it for too long. Jan never had it for too long. I just think it's wide open now. If Gus can put a couple of wins together, the opportunity is absolutely there for him. There was a moment in time that he was categorically the second best light heavyweight on the planet. The guy that was first is no longer a light heavyweight. So if he can get back in the groove, he can 100% climb on top. So I'm glad he's moving back down. It is his proper weight division. But who knows what the future holds as well. You know, if he's happy and he's active, then maybe a move to heavyweight down the line could even come for real.
Yeah. He owes John Jones one, man. Up to heavyweight, yeah. Son. Go and have a go up there.
Exactly.
We've got some signed Alexander Gustafsson gloves to give away.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, racking our brains of a question, because we don't want it to be too taxing. We just thought we'd have a little bit of fun with this one, because there's something quite prominent to either myself and Nick when it comes to Alexander Gustafsson. So this is what we're going to ask you. All right. You've got to pick either me or Nick for the answer to the question. One of us is the answer to the question that I'm about to ask. All right. And all you've got to do in the YouTube comments, just either say Adam or say Nick. And then what we'll do, the ones that get the answer correct, we'll stick you all in a big raffle. We'll pick one name out and that person will win the signed gloves come the end of the show. All right. So here's the question. Out of myself and Nick, who named their son after Alexander Gustafsson? Okay, that's it. We'll just leave it there. Who named their son after Alexander Gustafsson? It's either me or it's either him. Ping them into the YouTube comments. We'll stick a big pot together and we'll pick one winner out by the end of the show if you've got that correct. And you'll get the Alexander Gustafsson signed gloves. There you go. Get stuck in. Listen, lots still to come. We are going to be speaking to the man that many believe still should have the UFC lightweight world champion strap wrapped around his waist. DuBronx himself, Charles Oliveira, will be on the show to finish us off a little bit later on. I tell you what, mate. I tell you what. I'm in the mood tonight. I'm getting used to this now. There's a wallet. Give him 1,000 block. Just keep it rolling. This is I've gone rogue.
Is this coming out of your pockets?
I've no idea where it's coming from, but the guys at Block Asset said, Adam, whenever you feel like it, just drop a little message on the screen, right? Make sure someone's wallet's on the screen and we'll put 1,000 block into their Phantom wallet. So if you are a person that holds a Phantom wallet, make sure you stick it into the YouTube comments. If I come across it, I'll stick it up on the screen and then the lads will ping you 1,000 block and hopefully you'll get that by the end of the show. And if you do get it, by the way, please prove back to us that it has been done. Send a little screenshot via the Twitter account and we'll ping you up on the screen by the end of the show. All right. Producer Mike, you can lose that now. I don't know how to get rid of it. There you go. Oh, what's going on here? There you go. I keep pressing buttons. Anyway. So we're giving away block. We're giving away loads of prizes. And one of the best prizes that we're going to give away is about to happen right now because our next guest, he's in the waiting room. He's ready to rock and roll. And this, I don't know how people are going
to be able to... Is this a prize, really?
Yeah.
This sounds like hell to me. I haven't seen this guy.
Listen, we've seen this guy train. We know what he does. I would not like to train with him. There's not a cat. I probably done after 5 minutes because he goes at such a pace. But listen, man. Whatever you're into, there's people out there that pay for worse. You know what I mean? They pay for worse torture. This could be a serious torture. Maybe they're just paying for the meal deal thing. I don't know, mate. Who knows? It is, of course, the number 6 ranked featherweight in the UFC, a man that absolutely lit up UFC London in March. And fingers crossed, we'll see him on the card in July. He's becoming a star. Here he is. What's going on here? What's happening? Mr. Arnold Allen. Welcome to the show, mate. How are you, pal?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Listen, yeah, I'm good. Why have you got the same haircut as me? You know what I mean? This is niche, man. You know what I mean? Why have we got the same?
I'm a big fan of your work, so I thought I should get it off. And I went for a run the other day and it was a bit hot, so I thought just get it going.
Summer cut, man. Summer cut. You've got rid of the tash. You're looking sharp, son.
I had a mullet and a mustache on the weekend.
Unbelievable. I love it.
Arnie, listen, I don't think we've actually spoken since UFC London. I know we spoke in the corridor, but officially, like in formats like this, we've not had a little bit of a chat. And in the build up to it, mate, you didn't seem to feel pressure. You didn't, you just felt, it felt like speaking to you that it was just another fight for you. But from the outside, people like us, we were looking at it going, this is Arnold Allen's real chance now. He's taking on Dan Hooker. If he can do a job against Dan Hooker, then the world's going to know about this dude and it's onwards and upwards and we might get a title shot in the next 12 months. What was it really like, mate? Come on. Walking out, O2 Arena, it was absolutely jumping that night. Yeah. There's knockouts galore going on before you. I'm sure you're aware of them. What was it like?
I think it was probably one of the most chilled I've been. like before a fight, to be honest. I'm always pretty like chilled out, but I'm a big believer in like letting the training do the work, you know. Like if I ain't training hard, then I'll probably be shitting myself. But I feel like I put in the work and I try and leave no stone unturned. You know, I put the miles in, put the hours in, try and be as fit as I can be, strong as I can be, sharp as I can be, then there's no reason to worry.
Yeah, but mate, right? There's 20,000 people in an arena. There's millions of people around the world tuning on in. You're taking on a dude that's been fighting up at lightweight and you're just like skipping to the fucking shops. What's going on, bro?
What? I did an interview the other day on the pitch for at my local team, Ipswich Town. I was shitting myself. At half time, they brought me out and I was shitting my pants. I was like, to be honest, I'd rather be fighting someone on the middle of the pitch. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yeah, nice one. Get me off here. But yeah, no, I'd rather fight someone any day than talk in front of all those people.
So let's get that right, yeah? You're more frightened of a microphone than you are of having a scrap with someone in front of 20,000 people, a couple of million people.
All definitely.
Right, okay. All right, mate. Go on, Nick.
As Adam said, the performance in March was absolutely outstanding. I don't think anyone now is going to accept anything but a top five opponent for you. Will it be London in July? Will it be potentially Paris, the UFC's first trip to France? Can you tell us any more at this moment in time, Arnold?
Yeah, probably more likely Paris, to be honest, if it is going to be any. But
continental. We're going continental.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's it. But, it's definitely going to be this year, whatever it is. But I'm coming like Joe Calzaghe with the hand injuries, you know what I mean? Like every fight, I've got a little thing going on. But it shouldn't be too much of an issue. So I'm seeing someone again next week to get a review and see what we do next. But more likely September works good. So hopefully.
Yeah, Paris in the diary for, well, we think they haven't confirmed Paris, but the word on the street is that Paris will be obviously September. It's the one that they've been talking about, Cyril Gane versus Taito Uvasa as that main event. Now, listen then, if that's the destination, here we go, son. We have got Yair Rodriguez, Dan Ige, Brian Ortega, Zombie, or Calvin Kattar. Who's getting it in Paris? Come on.
The only guy that ain't booked there is Korean Zombie, isn't it? Top five. I think he's the only top five that ain't booked. But
bingo.
I think he's...
That's who he wants. You want the guy who's fight. Just come off a title shot. That's the guy you want.
Yeah, I'd love that. But I also feel like he's probably going to retire, to be honest. I don't know.
Do you think?
He didn't seem too keen after that fight. I mean, you wouldn't be too keen after that fight, but yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you want? Who would you want?
Yeah. That's something I've been asking for a while now. Like I was expecting that fight for the last one, but obviously he got the title call up, so we didn't get it. But yeah, so he's still ranked above me. He's coming off a title loss. Why not?
Yeah.
I think after the display that you put in against Dan Hooker, you already knew this anyway. You already had the confidence. You knew your ability. But I think now from every fan who watches the UFC, they watch what you did with Dan Hooker, they will think to themselves, it doesn't matter. I'm looking at that list there, and you look at Yair Rodriguez, you speak about Dan Ige, you speak about Brian Ortega, Zombie and Kattar, and you look at him and you think to yourself, any one of them is a fantastic, fantastic fight. Stylistically, from a fan's point of view, I think it's really appealing. And from your point of view as well, it genuinely is. That's the fight that propels you towards Alexander Volkanovski.
Yeah, 100%.
Any one of them.
That's it. And at this point, it's got to be upwards, surely. So
yeah.
And obviously half the guys, well, most of the guys are booked. So I know there'll be some injuries and whatnot. So things will get rescheduled, I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
What did you make of Volkanovski's performance against Zombie?
It was pretty much what I expected, but a bit more. Like in the sense that he looked how I thought he'd look, but Zombie looked worse than I thought he'd look. You know, I thought it was going to go that way. Like his footwork, he's always very flat-footed. Volkanovski's up and down, double leg shots are great, fakes really good, up and down, switching stance in and out. He's all over the place, like you know, perfect style matchup for Volkanovski.
Yeah. What's the situation with this? Obviously, you revealed then you're a little bit of a hand injury, but I know you did your last camp pretty much entirely in the UK. You only got a couple of final weeks just to work with your head coach, Firas Zahavi. Is the chance that you'll go to Montreal prior to September? Will you be able to go over there now? What's the restrictions like?
No, it looks pretty good. But, it kind of depends on who the opponent is, you know, what we're looking at. And certain things work better here, certain things work there. You know, last camp kind of worked out pretty well doing the rounds with Jai Herb, but he was a pretty perfect body, you know. I'd like to get up there soon as well, get back in with those guys. But, yeah, they've got a great team up there. And I like the way they operate, really. Tom Breeze, obviously, that's his gym. He spent a lot of time at TriStar, so it's, like, very, very familiar. You know, it doesn't feel like I'm sort of lost there. It feels it's what I'm used to, you know, other than meeting new people and all that. But, yeah.
Yeah. So you think there's a real chance now that you may be based full-time back in the UK?
No, I got a Canadian missus. We're always going to be back and forward, so, yeah.
Nah, transatlantic love, innit, Arnie? Transatlantic love, man. You got to do a bit of that stuff. Listen, we've got a competition prize here where somebody who is watching this stream is going to get the opportunity to spend the day training with you. God knows why they want to do that, because I've watched you train and it's grueling, mate. And then, as part of the Block Asset content creation team, they are going to sample meal deals, which I know that you're a huge fan of. Have you come across any belters recently? Because I know that you're obviously on the motorways quite a lot, my friend. Is there any service stations knocking out some good meal deals at the moment?
So I've been going to M&S a bit more than usual, you know.
Whoa! Someone got a bonus at London, didn't they?
I've changed big time. I'm like, to be fair, it was Tesco's before, I'm in M&S now.
Hey, mate. You get a bonus in France, son, and it's Waitrose, baby, all the way.
I don't know what they have out there, but I drove to Paris once and I stopped in one of the services and I had like the best pizza I ever had. It was like €3 or something. It had to be shit, but it tastes good. It was good, man.
I love that message there from Smesh Brothers. Was he says the best meal deal is a co-op BLT, salt and vinegar McCoy's, and a Monster. Oh, gee, I thought he meant Monster.
Drink.
Monster. I think he means the energy drink, a Monster.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's a heavy. That's a heavy lunch. That.
Well, hang on a minute. Arnold's the man. Go on. What's your review of that?
I don't know. Like salt and vinegar. It's bottom tier crisp, isn't it? You know, you're not really
even a McCoy's, salt and vinegar.
McCoy's good, but like salt and vinegar. However, you know, it's not fish and chips, is it? But Monster as well. What we're talking about, the original Monster, that's you might as well be drinking diesel. unless they want to pay me,
we can edit that out.
Unless they want to pay me, then it's delicious.
Fella Ree has gone for the cheese and onion, mate. We've got Jamie who's watching the show. He's gone for a bit of cheese. You're a cheese and onion man, are you?
Cheese and onion. There's the bollocks. That's the one. That's the one. Bacon, egg sandwich, barbecue, beef, hula hoops, a can of white zero sugar. See. If it's got what zero sugar, it's probably going to kill you.
Horrific.
Tell you, man. Tell you.
Love it.
So what's the ultimate? What's the ultimate meal deal for you then?
For me?
What sandwich? What's in the sandwich?
It's a roast chicken stuffing. Always.
Nice.
Roast chicken stuffing from Tesco's, always.
Yeah.
Boost bar duo. And then your naked smoothies, because you've got to get your vitamins in. Usually the mango one or the blue machine. That's your 10 out of 10. That's the one.
The key is to swerve the crisps. Swerving the crisps is key.
Swerve the crisps, yeah. Swerve the crisps. Chocolate bar over crisps. Especially if you're on the go, you know, which if you're having a meal deal, you want to be on the go.
So. Yeah, but I'm a little bit. You've got a roast dinner on a sandwich. Is basically what you've got there, Arnie, right?
Yeah.
You've then gone for a chocolate on top of that, but then you're adding fruit to it because of the fruit smoothie drink.
Covered all bases,
mate. There's a lot of taste sensations there, mate. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
It's like a burrito, isn't it? You cover all your bases. You've got your fats, carbs, proteins, simple fats, man. Fast fats, all that. You know,
sweet. Sweet. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, we're going to give away that opportunity, my man. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. The boys will be in contact with your new training partner and new eating partner, who's going to be going on the motorways with you to the service station. And best of luck with the hand recovery, mate. And we're looking forward to hopefully announcing a date in the not too distant future, of which will be European to the fans.
Yes.
The British fans, because France ain't too. Everybody likes a little away day, don't we? Get down to France for a little away day.
Where I am, it's not too bad.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Listen, Arnie, top man, mate. Thank you very much for being on the show, buddy. Take care.
I was going to make a left-back joke.
Go on, man.
I was going to say I played a bit of left-back as well. And then in the change room, that classic. So I did play a left-back, and I was always the super sub, like last minute. I came on 5 minutes. They give me 5 minutes just to chase the ball like Jack Russell. Forgot to do it at the start.
Next time, mate. Next time, yeah? Amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Legend. There you go. Arnold
Allen. Number six, Arnold. By the way. Yeah, the way. What an absolute legend. There you go.
Look at the boy can fight. Can't tell a joke.
Hell of a fighter. I tell you what, just for a bit of randomness, right? To win that, because again, I'm trying to think of inclusive ways of people to be able to win that. A day training with Arnold Allen, so you might be a big MMA fan, but also have a little bit of a laugh so you can make some content with the Blockastic guys. And of course, take part in his meal deal bonanza, right? I'm thinking, that you don't do what you think you're going to do. I'm thinking of a brand and flavor of crisp. That's what I'm doing, all right? I'm thinking of a brand and flavor of crisp. All you've got to do is guess what I'm thinking. First person to do it wins. And you're not playing. Why are you getting involved? You're not. It's for other people, right? So all you've got to do in the YouTube comments, ping your YouTube comments in here. Just guess what packet of crisp I'm thinking of right now. All right? That's amazing. As if they've got it straight away. That is unreal. They're not even... Where is it gone? Oh, I need to get that back. There, bang. That person.
Bro, was he guessed Watsits?
That's it. I was thinking of the Watsits, man.
Oh, my God. You can tell you've got kids. Watsits on the brain.
Listen, this is the problem, because I did the big shop a little earlier on, and I went in the crisp cupboard, and the only thing that we had in the house was Watsits, and I can't stand them. No offence to Watsits. I can't stand them.
It's not a crisp.
No, it isn't a crisp. It's a puff treat or whatever it is. So there you go. Smesh Bro Wazzy, you've just won yourself a day training with Arnold Allen. Good luck. And you can also get stuck into some sandwiches and a little bit of a review of the old meal deals with him. All right. So there you go. Boys, take that down. He's the fella that's won the Arnold Allen prize. Smesh Bro Wazzy. Messages Wazzy on Twitter, mate.
If you haven't heard from us in the next 2 minutes, Wazzy, send us a message, a DM, send Block Asset a DM on Twitter.
There you go.
We'll hook you up, brother.
Do you want to give any more block away?
Yeah, man, let's do it. Can I pick someone this time?
Oh, they've given you. Have you got some control over there? Have you? Go on then. Go and hit some buttons. Go on, lad.
No, I don't think I can. But let me have a little look down.
Make sure you pick a one that is a fat. It's got to be a phantom wallet that you pick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't drop the thousand block in there, you see?
Yeah, let's see.
Go on. While you're doing that, just for people that are just tuning into the live stream and wondering, what the heck is going on? This is absolute mayhem. Yes, it is mayhem. It's mayhem every single week. 7 o'clock, British summertime, on the Block Asset YouTube channel. We are streaming a live show, The Block Party. And in there, we're talking about sports, we're talking about NFTs, we're talking about crypto. We are bringing some of the best athletes in the world to the show for a bit of a conversation. You can have a little bit of a conversation with them as well. There's stuff for you to win, whether it be stuff from the world of NFTs and crypto or stuff from the world of sports. And all you've got to do is become a part of the society. You become a part of the society very simply by following Block Asset across all social media channels and, of course, joining their Discord. All the links to all the communities that Block Asset run are in the description for the stream, all right? The description for the stream. And again, just a little bit of a quick one on Block, by the way, because I was showing you how much Block I've managed to accumulate so far. In the not-too-distant future, Block Asset are going to be tokenizing athletes, and therefore you'll be able to invest in your favorite athletes. Loads of benefits that come along with that. You're only going to be able to do that with Block. All right. So you've got to have Block in order to do it. And obviously, as you know, with anything like stock, for example, the more demand for it, the price goes up. So right now might be a decent time to get stuck in. All right.
There you go, Josh. Hit Josh up.
There. Oh, you're giving away 1,000 Block, are you?
Yeah. Josh Gunwai. There you go. There's the boys. Josh Gunwai. Hit him up. 1,000 Block for Josh. You're welcome.
There you go. There you go, Josh. You've just got yourself 1,000 block courtesy of Nick Pete figuring out technology. That could be carnage, by the way, lads. If you've given him the bullets,
I've probably just sent about 10,000 block, mate.
All hell's going to break loose. Now, I can see that our next guest is waiting for us. I just want to make sure that our interpreter is there for us as well. If Ethan, if you can give me the thumbs up, I can see you, mate. Yeah, the interpreter is there, yeah? Oh, good then. So let's... perfect! Now then, that's the face I want to see.
That is
the face that I want to see.
Bow down!
Well, I got it out. Yes, put him on the big screen. Here he is. Dubronx is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. The main man in the UFC lightweight division, Charles Oliveira. How are you, sir? Olá. Are you well? Are you good?
Como você vai, Charles? Tudo bem? Bem-vindo.
Tudo bem, graças a Deus. Obrigado.
Doing great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Now then, we've got lots to talk about. This is a man, for people that don't follow MMA, first and foremost, this is a man that has won his last 11 fights in the UFC. He has finished 10 of those 11 opponents.
Nine finishes in 11.
Tony Ferguson that's lasted. There's eight. He should have nine bonuses, but he obviously with what happened at the weekend, so he's got eight bonuses in there as well. This guy is the most entertaining fighter in MMA, bar none. He is guaranteed entertainment. If you see this man's name on a poster, make sure you buy a ticket because he will definitely have you on the edge of your seat. He is sensational. Charles Dubronx Oliveira. And at the weekend, he managed to stop Justin Gaethje within the first round of the contest in Phoenix, Arizona. Another sensational performance. Charles, there's lots for us to talk to you about. First and foremost, I want to talk about Friday. If I may, the weigh-in day. In your opinion, what happened?
Bom, antes de mais nada, para quem não conhece Charles Dubronx, eu preciso fazer um breve preâmbulo. Esse rapaz ganhou 11 das lutas, 10 por finalizações recentes. Eram para ter sido 9 bônus, foram só 8. Tudo bem, segue jogo. É diversão garantida. Se por acaso você ouviu o nome dele em qualquer lugar, aparecendo em qualquer lugar, pode comprar ingresso, porque é diversão garantida. Charles, precisamos começar sobre o que aconteceu na sexta-feira. Me fala um pouco mais.
Obrigado por tudo que você falou. Fico feliz demais de saber que quando meu nome está no card, com certeza é um grande show. Cara, eu sempre bato meu peso na quinta-feira, né? Meu peso ele é sempre batido na quinta-feira. Eu bati o meu peso na quinta-feira. Por isso que eu me considero como campeão dos pesos leves. E aí, na sexta-feira, a gente desceu para pesar no horário normal. E a balança do UFC tinha sido trocada. Ela estava desregulada. E a comissão não me passou isso nem nada. E a gente estava um quilo acima. Eu falei, não, isso é loucura de vocês. Como vocês fazem isso? Não tem como eu tô no peso desde ontem, eu tô no peso tal, e cara, a gente fez de tudo que a gente tinha que fazer, a gente lutou, se dedicou, e infelizmente, na balança deles, na conclusão da comissão atlética, eu fiquei 200 gramas acima.
Well, thank you, first of all, thank you so much for your kind words, always a pleasure. I have to say that, yes, my name is equivalent to a good show, yes, go ahead, buy the tickets, it will be a pleasure. Guaranteed entertainment. Well, in reference to what happened this past weekend, I made the weight on Thursday, and that's what I usually do. And what happened is that they changed the scale during the Friday. And when I went to weigh myself, it was 1 kilogram north of what I had on Thursday. So it was a problem with the scale. I was sure we did that. And we've been doing this for ages. So I know this is something that was on their side, but no worries. What happens is that the athletic commission planned this out in such a way that I ended up missing the opportunity, but no worries. There are more fights ahead.
That must be incredibly frustrating for you, Charles, because you've worked so hard to become the UFC champion, to have the belt. Obviously, you're on an unbelievable run at the moment. I know that your family's proud of that achievement. I know that your friends, your fellow countrymen, and obviously big fans of the UFC are obviously proud of that achievement. To have it taken away in the manner that it was taken away this weekend must be incredibly upsetting.
Bom, claro que isso deve ser muito frustrante, Charles. Imagina, você está trabalhando tão duramente, arduamente, e de repente está lá todo mundo, família, os amigos, todo mundo cheio de orgulho de você, e de repente lá no finalzinho tiram esse prêmio. Como é que você está se sentindo com relação a isso? Deve ser muito difícil mesmo, né?
São 11 anos, né, de dedicação, são 11 anos em busca desse tão sonhado cinturão do UFC, e eu conquistei ele, eu cheguei até ele, né? A minha família tá feliz, os fãs estão felizes, o povo brasileiro, na realidade o mundo tá feliz com tudo isso que eu venho conquistando. São 11 finais, são 11 vitórias seguidas, e você perder ele por algo que você não tá errado, que você tá certo, que você bateu o peso, que a comissão tá errada, é muito triste. Mas o campeão, ele tem que ter a mente blindada, o espírito blindado, para poder dar a volta por cima de tudo isso.
Well, yes, it's been 11 years working hard and dreaming about this belt, and it is a fatality. It's been 11 straight wins, and I had made weight, and it was an issue with the athletic commission, but again, this will not change the future conquests. So we are, and we will continue charging.
After everything that happened on Friday, Charles, for you to be able to refocus and to perform the way you did on Saturday was remarkable. Was this great satisfaction in getting him to tap out in the first round as well? You submitted him in the first round. You made him quit. Was that satisfying because during the build-up, Justin Gaethje had labeled you a quitter?
Imagino só o nível de frustração. Sexta-feira, de repente você tem que lidar com isso, você conseguiu voltar ao foco, concentrar na luta, e você foi lá, encarou um oponente que te chamou de desistente. Você sentiu uma satisfação especial em conseguir submetê-lo no primeiro round?
Na realidade, o campeão dos pesos leves ainda continua rugindo, né? É um leão, eu sou um leão dos pesos leves, eu sou diferenciado, essa é a real.
Well, the fact is that the champion is still roaring. I'm the champion. This is a fact.
You are absolutely peaking right now as a mixed martial artist. For someone that's covered your career for the last 10 years, it's incredible to see the journey that you've been on, to see you achieving everything you are now. You look unstoppable at lightweight. So please tell us, it must be the belt again next. Who would you like to face?
Olha, vejo que você está no ápice, Charles. Eu te acompanho já há 10 anos e a verdade é que você está imparável. Ninguém vai conseguir te interromper essa tua caminhada. A minha pergunta, quem você gostaria de lutar nessa próxima luta para conquistar o cinturão?
Eu creio muito que a gente tem que dar um passo de cada vez, né? Eu acho que o time agora da minha vida é voltar para casa. Eu ainda estou aqui nos Estados Unidos, poder pegar minha filha, os meus pais, poder descansar, pensar um pouco em tudo isso que aconteceu essa semana, que é uma semana muito louca, e deixar na mão dos meus empresários ver qual que é o próximo passo. Acho que esse é o time da coisa agora.
Well, it's been very busy, so I need to take baby steps. First of all, I need to go back home, I need to see my daughter, and I do need some time to wind down. And regarding next fighters, I'll leave that with my managers. They will decide on that, and I'll just do my business.
I've got on your social media earlier on, Charles, I saw that you want two guys in the same night.
Yes.
Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz. Yeah, same night. Can we do that?
Eu vi que você já chamou para porrada aí Conor McGregor e Nate Diaz numa só noite. A gente pode ouvir um pouco como é que foi isso?
Na realidade, acho que é tudo um jogo, né? É tudo um trabalho que a gente tem que fazer. Aí eles vêm me atacando no Twitter, falando um monte de besteira, eu peguei e brinquei lá e falei, ah, eu gosto de quebrar recordes, quem sabe a gente pode fazer duas lutas numa noite, posso nocautear o Conor e fazer o Nate, né, ser finalizado. Então, acho que os fãs gostam disso, o UFC gosta disso, o público gosta disso, é tudo um jogo, é um jogo, né, a gente tem que aprender a jogar com ele.
Well, the fact is that both Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz were bad-mouthing me on Twitter, so I just got into the rhythm and I just joked, well, why not break records? That's what I do for a business. So I'll do two fights. I'll fight both of them. And the fact is that the crowd loves this. So it's a bit of a game and it's a bit of reality, but here on we are.
Love it. Love that. Charles, I want to ask you about the blonde hair, my friend. I noticed that you started dyeing the hair blonde in the build-up to the Kevin Lee fight, and it's now become a tradition in Fight Week that you and the whole team do that. Who started it? Is it your idea? Is it a team member's idea? Who came up with the hair coloring?
Yeah.
Bom, o que aconteceu é, a gente está vendo que você está loiro agora, né? Na entrada, logo antes da luta com o Kevin Lee, você tingiu o cabelo. E eu estou percebendo que na semana da luta, você e a equipe tingem o cabelo. Quem começou com essa moda aí?
Na realidade, a gente começou na brincadeira em casa. E eu falei, vamos pintar o cabelo, só que a gente não sabia de que cor. E a equipe falou, se você pintar, a gente também pinta. E aí a gente fez uma brincadeira e, pô, chegamos nessa cor, né? Um chama de louro pivete, o outro de branco, o outro de loiro. E a equipe toda tá pintando. Os meus fãs também vêm pintando. Ah, quando chega perto da luta, os fãs pedem demais para pintar o cabelo. Então, vem dando certo. É uma coisa que todo mundo gosta, que tá ficando legal. A gente vem vencendo e vamos para cima.
Well, it was something that it was kind of an inner joke. I was just thinking about this, and we were talking with my team, with my camp, and we said, okay, let's dye our hair. And I said that, and the camp said, you know what, if you dye it, your hair, we will do that too. And we all did it, and we joke about the names. We have dubbed the color as Brat Blonde or Platinum. So it's just a game. And the fans love dyeing their hairs also. So it's great stuff.
I can't do it. I don't have any. I can't. Listen, just the final one from us, Charles. In your first 18 fights in the UFC, you were 10-8. You're now 11 undefeated. There was obviously a change in mentality at some point, and I'm sure there's people watching this, maybe with their own struggles, their own life struggles, their own challenges that they want to overcome. What advice would you give people regarding being able to change your mentality in order to achieve your dreams?
Bom, o fato é que nas primeiras 18 lutas, você estava com um card com um histórico de 10-8. Mas agora você está com 11-0. O fato é que tem muita gente tendo muita dificuldade na vida. E as pessoas acabam por se inspirar em você, nas suas conquistas, nas suas lutas. Que tipo de sugestão ou conselho você daria para essas pessoas?
Eu creio que o timing de tudo é você ter muita fé em Deus, você se apegar a Ele 100% e acreditar, né, nos seus sonhos. Acho que o timing da coisa é isso, acreditar nos seus sonhos. Não deixar as pessoas te deixarem frustradas ou, tipo, colocarem você para baixo. É você e Deus e mais ninguém.
Well, the fact is, I need to be attuned to the timing of things. And one thing that I definitely live out is the faith in God. You need to give 100%. If you give 100% to God, things come out. And you need to believe. And the fact is that one should not allow any outer pressure to change who you really are on the inside.
Perfect. Lovely. Perfect. Will we see you in Brazil? In December, is that when you fight next?
Yes, sir.
Come on, we're coming. We're gonna come. We're gonna come and watch. Therefore,
Charles. Nós vamos lá assistir você então, Charles.
Okay. Vai ser um grande prazer.
Listen, campeão. Thank you very much for your time. We hopefully will see you in December, and fingers crossed the UFC can do that in Brazil, where you will hopefully reclaim officially that UFC title. Thank you so much for your time, Charles.
Charles, muito obrigado. Obrigado pelo seu tempo. E nós queremos estar no Brasil em dezembro para ver você reconquistar o seu cinturão.
Eu vou estar esperando vocês lá.
I'll be waiting both of you there.
Tom, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Charles. There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know when people say never meet your heroes? Right. Because I've met a couple of them tonight and they were all absolutely class. Yeah, mate, yeah. If you don't know, if you don't watch UFC, if you don't follow MMA, that guy there is probably the most entertaining fighter on the entire planet right now. Go back, watch his highlights. For real, that guy is unbelievable. And to make it even better, he never used to be. He never used to be at all. He's got 8 losses on his record. And yet, this guy is untouchable right now. Unbelievable fighter.
Do you want my favorite Charles Oliveira stat from the weekend?
Go on.
Check this out, right? This is mad. If you follow MMA, you'll know that this is absolutely bonkers. It has taken Charles Oliveira less than 4 rounds of combined competition to finish Michael Chandler, Dustin Poirier, and Justin Gaethje. 19 minutes and 43 seconds, and he's finished the whole top 4.
And there's 4 biggest rivals. There's 4 biggest active rivals right there, and he's beat them all.
Mate.
20 minutes. Incredible.
He is too good. Too good. And I'm a little bit upset that he laughed really hard when I said that I can't dye my hair blonde. That's just that's not all.
Hey, if we go to Brazil for this fight in December, I am going full rat platinum, as he said. I'm going all
right. The guest list is done. Thank you so much. We've had Roberto Carlos on the show. We've had Alexander Gustafsson on the show. We have had Arnold Allen on the show, and we've just finished with possibly the most entertaining fighter on the planet in Charles Oliveira. Mate, what a show it has been tonight. We do have some T's and C's to get through. We've already sorted out the Arnold Allen prize. Congratulations. I was thinking of Watsits. God knows why. I was just thinking of him. Job done to our winner there. We haven't revealed the Alexander Gustafsson prize winner as of yet. I'm just going to quickly flick back through the comments because the question that I asked was one of us, me or Nick,
one of us,
have named our son after Alexander Gustafsson. Go on. Do you want to take full ownership, mate?
Have you found the winner? Have you found the winner yet?
Mate, everybody, there's been that many comments for Charles Oliveira. I'm flying back about an hour to try and find
the Brazilians love it. Just to answer the question, it was me. I named my first child. Actually, not just, I didn't call him Gus, although that would have been a wicked
name. That would have been amazing. Would have been amazing.
I named him Alexander purely because of Alexander Gustafsson, who was my favorite fighter at the time, top guy who I'd met. And I thought, you know what? You're a top guy. I was having a baby. My wife liked it as well. So that's who we named him after. There you go.
Can I ask you a question? With your good lady wife, did you tell her that was your thought process as to why you liked Alexander?
Yes.
But she knows full well that
she dips in and out of UFC anyway. So her favorite fighters of all time are Rory MacDonald, Alexander Gustafsson, Molly McCann. Yeah. So my wife has her own running order of her favorite fighters. So it's just a shame we haven't got a daughter on the way because she'd probably be called Molly.
Mate, there you go. I'm seeing quite a lot of guesses for me, but a lot of people have gone my way.
There's one. It's on the board. Someone's picked it for you. Jack Whiter. Jack Whiter, you got it absolutely spot on, Jack. You have won yourself, sir, a pair of Alexander Gustafsson, not Alexander Pete, Alexander Gustafsson signed gloves will be on the way to you, Jack. If you haven't heard from anybody within the hour, send us a little DM on Twitter at Block Asset, please, buddy.
There you go. And that goes for everybody that's watching the show as well. Make sure you are following Block Asset across all social media channels. Make sure you subscribe into this YouTube channel. This is where all the content is going to be. Make sure you're all over this. You'll notice that this show's just slightly longer this week because we've had 4 guests and me and him have just whittered on chatting away about various bits and bats. But hopefully you've enjoyed the show as much as we have. So we've given away Arnold Allen Day experience. We've given away the signed gloves with Alex Gustafsson. We've given away a boatload of Block as well. So if you are one of our winners that has picked up 1,000 Block offers tonight, hopefully you are going to spend that wisely. And it's only fair that we finish the show by setting off our Smesh Brothers NFT competition. Because last week we gave away a Legends NFT. There's this week's NFT. I know that the NFT and crypto heads are like, woohoo, ears have pricked up. Let's get stuck into a little bit of this.
I want it.
There you go. We're going to do this very simply, right? Because I'm fully conscious that there are people that are watching this and that you only came to listen to the athletes. And maybe NFTs and crypto isn't necessarily your thing. But I want to give you a nice soft introduction to it, all right? And we will walk you through this baby steps way. You enter this competition via Twitter, very, very simply, all right? And all we want you to do is follow the Block Asset Twitter account, tweet the Block Asset Twitter account with the hashtag Smesh. That's it. S-M-E-S-H. That is all you've got to do, all right? And then what we will do, we will enter all those names into a raffle next Monday. So you've got, 6-7 days to be able to do that. We will answer you into a raffle next Monday, and then we will pick one out, and that one person will be announced on next week's show, right at the start of the show, and you will get that NFT. All right?
And don't worry about if you haven't got a Phantom wallet.
If you haven't got
an NFT yet, we will help you. We will talk you through the process. So please, if you haven't got an NFT, you want it, you're interested, enter the competition. You could win the Kamsa NFT, and the team at Block Asset will walk you through setting up a digital wallet and putting that NFT in there for you, man. We want to grow this community, grow this party. And don't forget as well, down in the comments section, join the Discord. I've got the Discord on my phone. Listen, if I can do it, anyone can do it. So join the Discord.
You can't even point your phone at the camera properly, mate. How can you join a Discord if you can't point your phone?
It's there somewhere. Right, it's there. It's
in there, yeah. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, before we go, give him 1,000 block, whoever that is. There you go. I'm just giving it away for fun now, isn't it? LA Gents.
I've just got someone in my ear saying, close the show. End the show. Tell Adam to stop. End the show. We're going to be skint.
There you go. LA Gent, you've got yourself 1,000 block, mate. Well done, son. Thank you very much for participating in the show, getting involved in the comments and have a little bit of a crack. I'm sure you got something out of that like we did. I know that we fanboyed a little bit over Roberto Carlos and Gus and Charles Oliveira and Charles. Arnold Allen. That's what we do, innit? That's what we do. But hopefully you enjoyed the program. We enjoyed it too. Make sure you come back. This is going to be happening every single Tuesday night on the Block Asset YouTube page. 7 o'clock is when we get underway, and it's going to be very similar to what you've just seen tonight. There's going to be some of the best athletes in the world coming to talk to us. We're going to talk a bit about NFTs, talk a little bit about crypto, talk a little bit about sport, and we're going to give stuff away. This is your community. Let's get it growing. As Nick said, all the links to all the places that you need to be in association with Block Asset are in the description of this stream. All right. Thank you very much for giving us up a bit of your time on Tuesday. We'll let you get on with the rest of your week. We'll catch you next time.